Good afternoon and welcome back to the Section 7A Team Wrestling Tournament on a gorgeous Saturday, or so I'm told. We're in Walker, Minnesota. Walker Hackensack Akeley High School. Semi-final round as they're introducing the teams onto the mat. A miniature version of what we hope to see for the seventh year in a row at the XL Energy Center in a couple of weeks. The teams coming out and circling the mat. The semis feature the top four seeds. Seeds hold up. Piers defeated Ogilvy 74-6. That was the 1-8 seed. The 4-5 seed matchup, Aiken defeated Walker Hackensack Akeley Nevis 50-21. In the bottom half of the bracket, over in the middle school gym, Deer River, the number 3 seed, defeated 6-seeded Mille Lacs area 51-30. And the number 2 seeded Bears from Black Duck, Cass Lake, Bena were 60-6 winners over the number 7 seed Rangers of Crosby, Ironton. So it's 1-4, 2-3 in the semifinals. The teams are coming together, exchanging pleasantries and heading back to their bench. And we will have our first match here at 106 Piers Aiken coming up right after this on You Are There Sports.
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
Hi, this is Mitch from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers. We have been designing and creating quality custom garments for 11 years. We have combined our knowledge of the industry with friendly service and an eye for detail. We are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. Becker Screen Printing and Design has a wide variety of clothing options and many different brands. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for business events and other athletic organizations. My wife and I are active members of our community and are face-to-face with our clientele, which helps us serve you and our entire area better. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design on Main Street, Piers.
Well, don't call either Mitch or Brenda today. They are just down right there in the bleachers watching, along with their boys, as Piers and Aiken meet here. Brandon Funk out on the mat. And his opponent is Carson Cullum. We're underway. The semifinals. Carson Cullum, 15-17. Tie up out near the right side of the circle down in front of us. Two mats down on the floor here. The other semifinal underway, Deer River against Black Duck Cass Lake Bena. The winners will meet at 5 to decide who goes to St. Paul. Minute 35 to go, opening period. Funk and Cullum. Aiken black singlet, red side panel. Shot in single, elevating Funk. Funk lifting the leg of Cullum. Cullum trying to whizzer out of this. Brandon still hoisting up on that leg. Now tries a little inside trip. Cullum able to dance away from that. And a good whizzer there by Carson Cullum. No takedown. Cullum avoids giving up any points there. Back out neutral on their feet position. Piers winning 74-6 over Ogilvy. I think only one match went into the third period. One match went into the second period. There's another whizzer in as, again, Brandon with the leg up on Cullum. And now out of bounds. No points again. So far, Brandon Funk has been the aggressor. 48 seconds left. Funk and Cullum here. Elbow tie up. Now shooting in. Ankle is Funk driving forward. Brandon trying to come through. Drive the hips forward and get two. There he got two. Funk's on the board. 2-0. So now Funk riding here. 25 seconds left as he gets a takedown. Near misses a couple of times. It went a little bit lower. took the base away, the ankle, and that allowed him to get the two. Now he drives forward, just Cullum standing, but he'll be near out of bounds and is out of bounds. 2-0 with 8 seconds left in favor of Brandon Funk. Funk riding here, Cullum in the down position. Start, stand up by Cullum. Return right to his back. He's getting a count on that. Funk's going to pick up some near fall at the horn. Two of them. 4-0 lead for Brandon Funk. Funk had Cullum turn right into him, and Brandon just took him right up in the air and took him to his back. Scoring late. So it's 4-0 for Funk after 2 minutes of wrestling here. Funk now starts in the down position. Cullum riding. Brandon tried to scramble out of that. Still coming around, reaching back for a leg. Funk now standing. Leg thrown in by Cullum. Brandon brought back down to the mat, but Brandon coming out through the legs. Brandon might get the better of this. Get his head out, and he'd get a reverse. Funk's coming around. Funk will get that head out. There's the two. Reversal. 6-0 lead for Brandon Funk. Looking good here. Brandon won by tech fall against his opponent from Ogilvy earlier today. 1:13 to go. Funk has Cullum broken down here right in the middle. This is Piers and Aiken. And we get a stoppage. It looks like headgear issue here for Cullum of Aiken. And Cullum will readjust. And now get ready to go again. Immediately lifting the leg, and Brandon takes that step through Turkin. Brandon's got him hooked up with the Turk in the crossface. He's picking up points. 45 seconds. Brandon Funk already leading 6-0. Has a good Turkin. He got a count. A two, I see, by the referee's indication. Funk still just, now he's maxing out the count. He's going to get the three. He leveled those shoulders a little more. Piers defeated Aiken 54-9 when they met in Aiken a couple of weeks ago. Funk did not wrestle Cullum. It was Trevor Redunds that night. Redunds beat Cullum 9-8. Now Cullum is back to his belly. And there's the end of the period. Strong showing so far for Brandon Funk. He's up 9-0 after two. They're in the third period over there. Black Duck Castlake Bina leading 6-4 in the third period at the 106 match. They'll start on their feet neutral here with Funk and Carson Cullum of Aiken. Predominantly red with black highlights for the Pioneers, just the opposite as a headlock throw try by Brandon. That's kind of a risky gamble there when you're controlling the match. If that slips off, you can get yourself in trouble. And I think he got that message from Mark Jensen, the head coach. That happened right in front of Coach Jay. Minute 40 to go. We are in period three, a 9-0 lead for Brandon Funk of Piers, wrestling at 106. Number one seed, number one ranked Piers. Funk, again, he's going up after that head, and they're out of bounds. And he's hearing it from Russ Holland. He's hearing it from Jesse Zajac. He's hearing it from Coach Jensen. Says, forget about the headlocks. Concentrate on the legs, middle body. And now they step out of bounds again. We're down to a minute 17 to go. Elbow tie up right in the middle. Cullum steps back, tries a little jerk down. Brandon taller than Cullum. There's an underhook thrown in by Cullum. I don't think he's got the strength to throw Brandon, though. under a minute. Now it's an underhook here by Brandon, and he tries to throw out near the edge, but they're outside the circle. He did throw him. Not sure if Cullum went to his back as Cullum gets up, and you like to see him sprinting back to the middle of the mat. Shot in on a deep double here by Funk. Can he finish? He's in on the double. Draped over the back is Carson Cullum trying to defend this attack from Funk with 40 seconds left. Right now, Brandon would have a major decision. Brandon still driving in on the hips and gets his two. 11 to nothing for Brandon. Funk now trying to turn him. Funk, nope, they wave him off as Cullum got back to his base. Now Cullum trying to mule kick his way out, and Brandon just hugging on to the ankle. 8 seconds left. Here's a reversal late for Cullum. He swings through, and he's going to pick up two with 1 second left. It keeps it still a major, but it's down to 11-2 now for Funk. And that'll be your final. It's a major decision win for Brandon Funk. And the Pioneers strike first, 4 points up on the board. 11-2 win for Brandon Funk.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneer.
We had about an hour and 20 minutes between the quarterfinals and semis, the reason being that the other half of the bracket was wrestling over in the middle school, and that was going at a much slower pace. We had a couple of big blowout wins in our half the bracket. So I was visiting with folks and chance to talk with Coach Polkamp, who was on his way up here and listening to me on the way up here, and he says, Rick, says there was more commercials than there was wrestling. I said, yeah, I know. Nothing I can do about it. Good day for the advertisers in that one. A lot of quick action in that match. So here we go. Sebastian Warzeka for the Pioneers. And his opponent from the Gobblers, Tyler Descent. Record of 8-23. Out of bounds, no points. So a major win to start the match, put up by Brandon Funk. Seb was out with a knee injury when these two teams met in Aiken. He got a little inside trip takedown right to his back. Points for Warzeka. And Sebastian's pulling an arm back. A little press here by Warzeka. Warzeka running a half around. Warzeka will tighten this up. Descent trying to scramble back to his belly. Still in on that headlock is Warzeka. Now the three near fall go up. Two near fall. 4-0. Now they'll go to work again. Warzeka. This kid from Aiken, Tyler Descent, was pinned by Brandon Funk when they wrestled in Aiken. Here's a cradle in by Sebastian and a fall with 47 seconds left in the first. Warzeka pins and the Pioneers take a 10-0 lead.
Kenco Drywall in Pierce says good luck to the Pierce Pioneers. Kenco Drywall has over 28 years of experience and they specialize in commercial framing, hanging, and taping. Working throughout the upper Midwest, Kenco Drywall works with hospitals, schools, office buildings, churches, and more. Call them today at 320-980-1789 to get started with a free estimate. Kenco Drywall in Pierce says, Go Pioneers!
from 6AA action this afternoon in the semifinals. Number one seed Litchfield has defeated Delano 40-25, and Foley edges Annandale Maple Lake 32-30. So Litchfield and Foley will meet for a section championship. That's being wrestled in Foley. Litchfield beat Foley earlier. Jake Andrey's out there now at 120 against Jake Gravel. Couple of Jakes. Feels like it's spring turkey season. See what I did there? Quick takedown here for Andrey's. Now he gets them, let them loose. 2-1. Jake in on a quick attack again. Gravel trying to fend it off with a wizard. Andrey's majored Gravel 10-2 in Aiken earlier this season. Andrey's driving forward and near the edge. Doesn't have any points yet, not a bounds. Jake did not wrestle against Ogilvy. Isaac Adi got the pin at 120. Now it's Gravel on the attack. Can't finish. Couldn't get in deep enough on Jake. 53 seconds left. Brandon Funk with an 11-2 major decision win. Sebastian Warzeka with a fall to start this semifinal. Black Duck has taken a 3-0 lead on Deer River. But this will be Deer... Here's a takedown for Andrey's. Deer River's got an 11-0 lead in their 1-13 match. Andrey's with the takedown. He's up 4-1 now. 20 seconds to go in the first. Gravel, right arm extended, bridging up on a knee, powering him forward. Andrey's. 8 seconds to go. And we will go to period two with Jake Andrey's leading Jake Gravel by a score of 4-1. Good following of Piers and Aiken fans here. A lot of red and black in the crowd. Jake's got a little bit of a headgear problem. The championship will be wrestled at about 5 o'clock this afternoon here at Walker. And Jake says, I need new headgear. The strap is broken on this, so. Ooh. One of the pioneers, I can't see who is back to me, but threw his headgear and he hit Coach Jay right in the back of the head. I think it's Reese. I think Reese Kapsner. Just said, sorry, Coach. Please let me wrestle. Here's Andrey's standing up on the start, trying to peel a hands away. Andrey's turning into him, now reaches across for an opposite leg. Andrey's tilting him over into a Granby. 2 on a reverse for Andrey's. 6-1 for Jake. That's the move that won Austin Redunds his match. He was trailing 2-0 with 12 seconds left in the match. Threw a Granby in for backfall and won 5-2. The only match that went to a decision. Here's back points on a cheap tilt for Jake. He got a couple there. Jake currently ranked 8th in the state at 120 pounds, a returning state entrant. Hopefully he'll make another individual trip after next weekend in Cass Lake. 1:13 to go in period two. Right now an 8-1 lead for Andrey's. He's riding here on Gravel off to the right hip side, bumping him forward. Controlling the wrists underneath. Here comes the tilt again. Gravel felt it coming, kept his momentum going, rolled right back to his belly. They are red right in the middle of the mat here. It's a three-colored mat, three different colored circles. On the outside edge, a dark navy blue. In the middle, the middle circle is gray, and right in the middle, it's a white dot in the center. Andrey's still riding, trying to turn here. He's up 8-1. He's got 30 seconds left, second period. Gravel hasn't done much underneath. Jake's controlled him. He's controlling that wrist underneath. He's threading that wrist right under Gravel's belly. Not allowed. Now Gravel able to stand a little bit. Turns into Jake. 13 seconds left. Now he's faced him. Jake now holding on to prevent an escape. Now he reaches down for a double. Now a front headlock in by Gravel. He should get one out of this. 3 seconds left, but Andrews is going to hold on to that leg just enough and not give up the escape. Good work by Jake just to hold on. So it's 8-1 Andrews after two. Two minutes put up on the clock. They circle each other as the choice is to go on their feet to begin. Shoulder to shoulder, head to head. Gravel trying to throw, it looks like. Jake drops down, in on the waist. Couldn't get deep enough to get in on the leg. Now he's in on a single as Gravel throws his leg inside Jake, trying to block that. Jake reaches across the waist of Gravel. He's got both legs. He'll just sag forward. And Gravel holding on and gives up two. He loosens the grip. And that'll make it 10-1 now. Puts it into a major here for Andrews with a minute 17 to go. Nice facilities here in Walker. Digital scoreboards. They got the names of the individuals on there. Video boards. Stand up on the leg here is Andrews, and freeing himself is Gravel. So it's 10-2 now with a minute 10. Gravel needs to take one more point off, though, to get it back underneath a major. 10-2 with a minute 6 to go. Here's Gravel with a throw, and he took Jake to his back. Oh, boy. And he's getting back points. Jake scrambling. Boy, Jake got caught. A throw by Gravel. And that is now a 10-6 score. And Gravel says, I'm going to do that again on my feet here. He may have seen something. 49 seconds left. Jake with now a 4-point lead. Both men drop immediately down to their knees, trying to find the leverage underneath. Right now, Jake lower. Gravel up over the shoulders of Jake. Clock running, 35 seconds left in the match. Now they both come back up to their feet. Here's an underhook throw try again by Gravel, but out of bounds over there in front of the Aitken bench. 24 seconds remain. Gravel with the momentum right now. Underhooks Jake Andrews. Stall on Andrews. 15 seconds left. Gravel needs a throw again. Jake reaches in for a leg. Drives forward. 6 seconds. Dumps forward. Still scrambling. 2 seconds. 1 second. And that'll be a final. Andrews will get the win. Doesn't look like Jake's happy. It's an 11-6 win for Jake Andrews.
Hi, I am Joseph Stuffmeyer.
And I'm Elena Russell.
We are fifth graders at Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce.
Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce is a community of faith, knowledge, and service. Holy Trinity provides a faith-based learning environment where children learn through the day, prayer, religion class, liturgy, discipline, and social interactions.
Holy Trinity provides an excellent academic education. Students demonstrate success by meeting rigorous grade-level standards and participate in service projects. New family open house will be at 6 p.m. on Monday, March 6th.
For more information on Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce, call 468-6446 or find us on the web or Facebook.
This is Lucas Pop now against Silas Berg. Our next matchup, it's at 126. Pierce now leading Aitken 13-0 in the semis. And a quick stop. Berg and Pop did not meet in Aitken. Berg defeated Austin Redunds by fall at 126 pounds. Lucas wrestled 132 that night and won a 5-4 decision. So Silas Berg out there for Aitken, one of their better guys. Berg 23-12, a returning state entrant for the Gobblers. Out of bounds, a minute 35 to go. Pierce with a major, a fall, and a decision so far from Funk, Warzeka, and Andries. Silas Berg not ranked, neither is Pop. Berg attacks. In on a single on the left leg, elevating Lucas up over his back, turns into him. Lucas holding on, but it will give up two, and Berg strikes first on a takedown with a minute 11 to go. 2-0 lead now for Silas Berg of Aiken. Aiken was a 50-21 winner over Walker Hackensack Akeley Nevis in their quarterfinal today. Pierce defeated Ogilvy 74-6. Deer River has a 10-3 lead on Black Duck Cass Lake Bina. They are at 126 there. Stoppage there with 53 seconds left. Restart with Pop in the down position. Berg right hip ride. Sit out try by Lucas, rolling to his hip. Keeping control is Silas Berg. Got Pop right now, just belly to the mat, arm barred out to the left side, pulling it back. Now reaches up under the chin for a cross face. Bridging up is Pop. 22 seconds left in the opening period. A takedown for Silas Berg, the only point so far. Jumps off to the right hip from the left hip side. 8 seconds left. Looks like it'll be a 2-0 score after the first two. And there it is. 2-0 lead for Silas Berg of Aiken over Lucas Pop of Pierce. Berg is down. And riding left hip side is Lucas. Drives forward, forcing Berg's left shoulder down towards the mat. Pushing into him. Knees drawn up by Berg. Forearms pulled under his chin. Bumping him forward still. Lucas Pop. We've gone 20 seconds into the second period. Lucas trailing 2-0. You'll need to turn him here. Berg trying to free that left hand of Pop from underneath him. Pierce leading the duel 13-0 here in the semis. Both semis are at the 126 class. Pierce up 13-0 on Aiken. Deer River up 10-3 on Black Duck Cass Lake Bina. Here's a tilt try by Pop trying to pull Berg over. Berg had nothing to do with that. He just sucked right to the mat. He was not going to go over. Felt it coming. Minute to go. Berg sneaking down the leg here of Lucas Pop. Now reaches back for Lucas's leg. Lucas in a little bit of a predicament here. Berg's got his leg for a possible Granby here. No, Lucas still pushing down on the shoulders of Berg. Now Berg elevates his torso up. Berg rolls, and there's the reverse. Saw it coming. Berg reverses Pop to go up 4-0. Once he got that leg reaching back, you knew that he was gaining momentum, and he finally finished the reversal. So he's up 4-0 with 20 seconds to go. Second period. Still on the hip now, reaching up for a wrist, pulling it back under the chest of Lucas Pop. Lucas's head outside the circle, knees inside. About 3 o'clock on a clock face on the mat. Out of bounds. Period over. So Berg up 4-0 on Lucas Pop after two periods. Lucas wants to go on his feet, it looks like, and that's the position they assume. So they'll paw at each other's heads here, and the first shot in is by Berg. Couldn't get deep. Countering it with a front headlock is Lucas Pop. He'll try and run this around now. Lucas getting a better angle. Lucas might have a near cradle here, a near side cradle try. There's the two for Pop. He's got the two to make it 4-2. Now can he turn Berg? Lucas Pop with a near side cradle, but he hasn't tilted him yet. He's got a minute 25. He's cut the lead in half here. He went on his feet to begin this period and got the takedown. Lucas trying to elevate Berg underneath, trying to defend against a cradle from Lucas Pop. Lucas still with the cradle locked in. Right on the right side of Berg is Pop's forehead, right in Berg's rib cage. Arm up around the head, and there's the stalemate. Boy, he just couldn't budge Berg from the mat. He was glued to the mat there. So a fresh start. And Lucas says, let's go on our feet here. He'll give up the optional escape here to make it 5-2, try and get a takedown and complete the turn here. But we're down to 50 seconds left in the third period. And we get a stoppage for headgear issues again for Lucas Pop this time. Lucas didn't wrestle against Ogilvy. The 126 match went to Austin Reduns, who won 5-2. Here's Pop now engaging and then momentarily separating from Berg. They're out near the edge and out of bounds, and again the headgear pops off. And Lucas is asking, I think, for some tape. No, that he's asking for new headgear too. Second time now. Was it Brandon Funk or Sebastian that had a headgear problem and had to get new headgear? So this will be a new set of gear for Lucas Pop now. 34 seconds. Lucas trails Silas Berg of Aiken 5-2. Jamal Baird of Deer River, ranked wrestler, has picked up a win. And the Deer River Warriors go up 14-3 on Black Duck Cass Lake Bena after 126. Back to wrestling action, Piers and Aiken. 25 seconds left as they tumble out of bounds in front of the Piers bench. Lucas needs a takedown and a turn here. But Berg is the first in on a shot. He's elevating Lucas up over his back, and all the while, time coming off the clock. Down to 11 seconds left. And he'll get the two in the takedown, and now he will just ride this one out. And Silas Berg will pick up the first team points of the night for the Gobblers. 7-2 win for Silas Berg. Makes the team score Piers 13, Aiken 3 on You Are There Sports.
Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Piers is a proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, build material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sayre Backhoe and Gravel in Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Now we head to 132 pounds, and here's Brandon Ortman out there. Brandon won by fall against Ogilvy in his first match back since injury. Suffered against Frazee in mid-January. And his opponent from the Gobblers is Luke Pilarski. A record of 14-7. And the first near takedown here, Brandon. He's in behind. Now he just horses him down and gets two. And out of bounds. 2-0 Ortman with a minute 44 to go. Obviously, Brandon didn't wrestle in Aiken a couple of weeks ago. It was a late season match. Ortman will cut him loose. 2-1. Shuck by, little slide by, takedown for Ortman, 4-1. Goes right into near fall, almost near fall. Nope. Pilarski able to roll through. Now Ortman attacking, gets that leg hooked, climbs up the back, reaches underneath for the cross face. Piers leading Aiken 13-3. We're wrestling at 132 pounds. Doesn't have him quite turned yet. Referee looking closely. But pretty limber is Luke Pilarski, staying off his back for now. He's able to avoid that cross-face turn by Brandon Ortman, the senior. 42 seconds left. Great to see Brandon back. Ranked number 4 at 132. Pilarski able to defend off that cross face underneath. They get a stalemate with 23.7 on the clock here. Ortman a couple of takedowns, gave up an escape. Foley needed a pin at heavyweight to beat Annandale Maple Lake today, 32-30 in their semifinal. Now they'll be facing Litchfield in the finals in 6AA. Driving forward, he's got it broken down. Pilarski scrambling forward. 10 seconds to go. Legs in again here for Ortman, but he's running short on time to turn him. Pilarski has shown pretty good ability to fight off that step through Turk. There's the end of the period. 4-1 lead for Brandon Ortman. Ortman's going to be down here on choice. Deer River leads Black Duck Cass Lake Bina 14-3, and they're leading at the 132 match. Winner of that one gets the winner of this one for the Section 7A championship in a couple of hours. 5 o'clock, so it would be about 90 minutes from now. Minute 40. Ortman reverses out of the down position into a Granby for 2. So he's up 6-1 now and getting back points out of the Granby. Right in the middle. Brandon now arches his back up, reaches for the head. He'll try and get up into that headlock position. So he's got the 3 near fall secured. Now he goes after the head. He will now sink down on this. He's got the headlock in. 1:10 to go. Brandon can just be patient here and look for a fall. He elevates the head. He looks the referee in the eye, and the referee says, "That's enough for me. Fall." A pin for Ortman with 1:03 in the second. And the Pioneers' lead grows to 19-3.
You've been waiting, and it's finally here. Unlimited data with Verizon. Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics Radio Shack. Get the unlimited data you need with the reliability that you want. Right now, you can get 4 lines for just $45 per line when you enroll in AutoPay and paperless billing. Get unlimited data on the network you deserve with Verizon. Visit us today at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls.
$45 per month, $110 access fee, $10 auto-pay and rolling discount, plus $20 line access for auto-pay and paper 22 gigabytes per line per month. You may prioritize your data line. Other Verizon customers during network congestion. See DCW.com for details.
Hello, this is Dan Rushlow, training officer for the Pierce Fire Department. When was the last time you tested your smoke alarms? Last month? Last year? Can't remember? If you're not sure your smoke alarms are working, then how can you be sure you'll be protected if a fire breaks out? Don't gamble with your life and assume your smoke alarms are working. Test each one every month so you'll know they'll be ready to protect you and your family if there's a fire. Test your alarm for life. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department.
All right, we've got Reese Kapsner against Tyler Spolarich now at 138, just underway, and a quick takedown for Reese. No, waved off. Now a throw by Reese outside the boundaries. Oh, and out of bounds. No points. Check back on my records. Kapsner wrestled Jacob Hagestoon in Aiken, so these two did not meet each other. Here's Kapsner scrambling forward, and they kind of tumble over each other, and Spolarich comes back up to his feet. Piers leading 19-3 over the Gobblers of Aiken. Semifinals. Deer River's got a 14-3 lead on Black Duck Cass Lake Bena. Restart coming as it gone out of bounds once more. Underhook thrown in by Spolarich. He quickly released that. Larry Lillenquist, the coach of Aiken. Mark Jensen, the coach of Piers. Reese Kapsner, he did not wrestle against Ogilvie today. Coach Jay gave him the day, or the match off there. As going at it at 138 was Brandon Tamala, who got a fall. Here's a throw and a takedown for Reese Kapsner. So Reese on the board, 2-0, with 30 seconds to go. First period. Tyler Spolarich now underneath. I don't think Spolarich was in the lineup that night when we wrestled up in Aiken in January. 12 seconds left on the clock here. We're in Walker, Minnesota. The Eel Pout Festival is going on next weekend. Who knows how that's going to happen with ice conditions. Final seconds here, and there's the horn. 2-0 lead for Reese Kapsner after a period over Tyler Spolarich. Sobieski Lions have their big fishing tournament on Long Lake next weekend. I wonder if Race on the Trace is on. That was supposed to go today. I wonder if that's happening. Little slide by try by Reese. He's in on the waist. Horses him down for two. Reese with a snap down, and he's up 4-0. Now Spolarich down to the mat. Reese has the legs secured, lower body. Trying to gain upper body control now. Spolarich, his right shoulder being pulled back by Reese. Reese is sophomore. Spolarich now headgear off, and that's Reese. Boy, Pioneers, several guys now have had headgear issues. Spolarich is just an eighth grader. Restart, 1:12 to go. Here's Kapsner. Did he get a count? No. Reese has a 4-0 lead. Driving him forward, he's trying to thread that right arm of Spolarich underneath and use that leverage to crank it over. Spolarich kneeling up now, 48 seconds. Deer River's added another win. They're up 18-3 now on Black Duck. They're going to 138 pounds. Deer River's got a state-ranked heavyweight up top, so Black Duck's got some work to do. They're pretty strong in the middle, though. Black Duck was part of that try in Aiken a couple of weeks ago. 18 seconds left. Hasn't been a lot of action since I was talking. As Kapsner just riding here, right side. Reese with a 4-0 lead. 8 seconds to go. Piers leading 19-3 over Aiken. And that'll end that period. Kapsner will be starting down. Nope. Spolarich is going to give up a optional start. He wants to make a big 5-point throw move here. So it's 5-0 now for Reese Kapsner on the optional escape. And Spolarich got him. Spolarich with a strong throw here. That's exactly what he wanted to do. And he's got Reese to his back, but Reese trying to scramble. And he gave up 3 near fall, and that has tied the match. That is exactly what Spolarich wanted. To go on his feet, and now the headgear off of Kapsner again. And Spolarich said, let's go on our feet again. Boy, Reese was up 5-0, got thrown right to his back, and suddenly we are tied with 90 seconds left. 5-5. Now a double underhook by Spolarich. trying to jack him down here. Instead, Reese sinks down. He shoots in on a single. Reese tries to hook that ankle. A minute 15. Kapsner driving forward on the hips. Reese trying to secure the two, and he does. 7-5 for Reese Kapsner. Boy, Spolarich tried the double underhook. And Reese says, all right, I can get lower than you. He just went right down to the ankle and took Spolarich's base away. And able to scramble for the takedown. Now a tilt try by Reese. We're down to 50 seconds left. A 7-5 lead for Reese Kapsner. Throws a good, strong cross face in on his opponent from Aitken, Tyler Spolarich. Puts his elbow right into the back of the neck. And now Spolarich up to his knees a little bit. Time coming off the clock. We're down to 28 on the clock and moving here. A big flurry throw there by Aitken's Tyler Spolarich. Reese still riding. He's ridden this one down to 14 seconds left. He'll be content with a 7-5 win. Lifts him up, looks at the clock. 5 seconds left, and Reese will win this one. But it got exciting in the third. He was up 5-0, gave up a 5-point throw, and then got a takedown and wins 7-5. And the Pioneers go up 22-3.
Hello, all you local farmers. If your grain is becoming a pain lately, don't be scared to call the doctor. That is, DR Trucking of Pierce. Doing all types of grain hauling to local co-ops and elevators, and also to the Twin Cities and Mankato. DR Trucking has very reasonable rates and on-time delivery. So don't be scared. Remember to call DR Trucking for all your hauling needs. 320-630-6340. DR Trucking. Dan Rushlow, owner, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
All right, up next for the Pioneers, the birthday boy, Andrew Tamala at 145 pounds. Andrew with a fall in his match against Ogilvie. His opponent from Aitken is Carter Andreese, and there's a quick two for Andrew Tamala. Carter Andreese, a record of 11-20. Pierce leading Aitken 22-3 here in the semifinals. Deer River's got an 18-3 lead on Black Duck Cass Lake Bena. They're a match behind. They're at 138. We're wrestling at 145. Tamala staying with his ride as scrambling around underneath is Carter Andreese, but not able to escape. Restart. And Tamala picks that leg up, throws his leg in the start of the Turk. Momentarily to his back was Andreese, but able to get back to his knees. Tamala did not face Andreese in Aitken earlier. Tamala with a fall over Dylan Quaid. Now it's Andreese. His right arm being pulled back as Andrews scrambles off to the right hip, now switches to the left hip, made a full circle around the body of Andreese. Off to the left side again, 35 seconds left. Pioneers up 22-3. Sitting now, Carter Andreese. Andrew powers forward, jumps to the right hip, back to the left hip. I guess that keeps your opponent off balance. You never know where the attack is coming from. Now he settles down behind him and pulls that right wing back, reaches underneath, running out of time here. 12 seconds left in the first for Andrew Tamala. Pierce has picked up two falls so far, one from Sebastian Warzeko, another one from Brandon Ortman. They've got a major from Brandon Funk. Decision for Jake Andreese, decision for Reese Kapsner. And the period's over. 2-0 lead for Andrew Tamala over Carter Andreese. Choice for Andrew. He'll choose down here. Andreese is a sophomore. Tamala a senior. And the start. Andrew quickly bridging up, now standing. Andrew turns into his opponent. Andrezi lifts Andrew's right leg up, tries to trip. Andrew evades that. Now he sinks in on a single, and he'll reverse for two. And it's 4-0 now for Tamala. Tamala looks like he wants to cradle, and he's got the cradle. Tamala with a cradle needs to come back on it. Almost came too far. Now he's getting near fall points. Now Tamala with the fall. Minute 28. Andrew Tamala with a pin. Second period. And the Pioneers' lead grows to 28-3 over Aiken.
Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company should be your first and last stop when you're searching for auctioneering services. With over 50 years of experience, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company makes your satisfaction their number one priority. If it's farm, livestock, household, or real estate, you can trust Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company for honesty, integrity, knowledge, and experience. See their website for upcoming auctions or to find out more at MidwestAuctions.com or call Joe at 584-5297 or 248-3590. The Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company says, go Pioneers!
Insurance is simply a promise to help people get back to normal after a loss. Schulmer Insurance and Pioneer Lake Mutual have been keeping our promises to local families for years with quality coverage from Farm Mutual Insurance. We live and work here, so you know that we will do all that we can to help our neighbors. To experience the many advantages of working with a local insurance company and agent, call your local Farm Mutual Insurance agent, Howie Schulmer, at 468-2525.
All right, we are underway with Luke Gertz now at 152 pounds for Piers. Quinn Miller for Aiken. Piers now leading the Gobblers 28-3 after an Andrew Tamala second period fall. Luke, who didn't wrestle against Ogilvie, drives in, gets two. Black Duck has picked up a win on Deer River. It's now 18-15. Actually, they must have just got a forfeit over there, too. They had back-to-back wins. They got a decision by Ripplinger, and now another six. So it's 18-15, Deer River. As crossface in here for Luke, he's getting back points. Gertz gets the count on Quinn Miller of the Gobblers. Piers 28, Aiken 3. Luke didn't wrestle up in Aiken. He was out with an injury. He had suffered a concussion. He's close to a fall. He's got a fall with 43 seconds left in the first. Gertz adds six. And it's 34-3, Pioneers.
Hello, this is Phil Scribner from the Pierce Fire Department. Smoke alarms are the first line of defense against deadly smoke and fire, but they can't protect us if they don't work. So test the smoke alarms in your home today and test them again every month to make sure they are working. This message brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department.
Well, Jalen Jansen can wrap up a semifinal win here with a victory. Pierce 34, Aiken 3. Jansen will go against Mitchell Stevenson. 34-3, back-to-back falls by Tamala and Gertz. And Jalen attacks the right leg, drives forward, got his two. Jalen received a forfeit against Ogilvie. Here's a tilt try by Jansen. Stevenson rolls through that, 20 seconds in. Black Duck has gone up on Deer River, 21-18 over there. That's the other semifinal. 2-1 as Jansen gives up the escape as Stevenson dives in on the right leg. Jalen blocks that, sprawls his hips back, draped over the back, reaches forward. Stevenson trying to elevate Jansen. Jansen now getting the better turn here. He'll get two out of that. 4-1 now for Jansen. Now Stevenson to a sitting position. Jalen pulls that right wrist back, drives forward. Stevenson spins to his left, balled up right in the middle. 50 seconds left in period one. Jansen will just cut him loose, go on his feet. Jalen's looking for that big throw. He's got two more on a takedown. Jansen up now 6-2. Jansen with a throw. Can he turn it and finish? He's almost chest to chest there on Mitchell Stevenson of Aiken. 26 seconds. He cranks it over, front headlock. This could get tight for Jalen with 20. Jansen trying to make it three pins in a row. Jansen throws the leg across. Jansen. Stevenson trying to stay off his back here for the final 7 seconds. It looks like he will. Referee will look 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and we'll have a second period. 9-2 lead for Jalen Jansen over Aiken's Mitchell Stevenson. 5-7 record. He's a senior. Jalen will start in the down position. Quick roll try. Goes right into a reversal. 11-2 Jansen. Now he'll go after the Turk. Freed that leg. Now reaches back for it again. Jansen up now 11-2. 15 seconds into the second period over Mitchell Stevenson. Sounds like Black Duck's got it rolling over there. There's an escape for Stevenson. It was a fall, so it's now 27-18. Black Duck on Deer River. There's a takedown for Jalen. 13-3. The championship round is set for 5 o'clock here at Walker. Logan Leese up next, then Brett Kapsner, then Matt Cummett. There's a stall underneath on Stevenson. Under a minute to go here in period two. Jansen has had the better of it, building a 13-3 lead. He'll cut him loose. They'll go back to their feet at 13-4. Jalen's going to try and throw from his feet right to his back with a headlock, and this will get tight with 38 seconds. Jansen trying to seal it here and send the Pioneers to the finals. Pressing out, extending that right arm. He's got to lift that head up. And there's the fall. With 27 seconds, the Pioneers are headed to the Section 7 finals. Jansen with a fall to make it 40-3 over Aiken.
Casella.
And I'm Alexis Henneken.
We are fourth graders at Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce. We believe Holy Trinity offers us a strong foundation and a faith-filled learning environment. Holy Trinity is celebrating its 26 years of sharing the Catholic faith with 179 students, preschool through sixth grade.
We thank our parishes, community, and families for providing a Catholic school for us to attend. We are blessed to be a part of a school family that learns together, prays together, and grows together. Check out Holy Trinity for your school's education. It will be the best gift you can give your family. New family open house will be at 6 o'clock p.m. on Monday, March 6th. For more information on Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce, call 468-6446 or find us on the web or Facebook.
All right, we've got Logan Leese and Kenny Hesse, two really good kids here. Hesse, one of the better ones for Aiken, senior. He's ranked. Pioneers have wrapped up the semifinal win. It's 40-3. No points yet. We've wrestled 22 seconds. Hesse running down, coming to try and get an angle here. Hesse is ranked ninth at 182. And Hesse gets the takedown here on Logan Leese. West Central area and Kirkhove and Murdoch Sundberg have already qualified for the Class A state tournament. They did so last night, winning sections 5 and 6 respectively. Pioneers is looking to make, well, their 7th straight representative of Section 7. They know they're going to the finals, and it's looking like, well, it's not over yet. They're 182. in the Deer River Black Duck Cass Lake Beta match, and the Bears of Black Duck have moved ahead now 33-18 over Deer River. They're wrestling at 182. But it's getting to be panic time for Deer River. Hesse with a 2-0 lead, 30 seconds left, first period. Hesse trying to run. He's got Logan stacked up. Logan throws his hips over the back of Hesse, but Hesse squares himself again. Hesse, now Logan to his knees. Hesse almost had Logan in a predicament. Now Logan switches to his near side, but Hesse still with a headlock in. He's trying to turn him. Logan bellies out. 9 seconds. Gave up some near fall, though, so it's 5-0 for Kenny Hesse. Hesse faced Matt Kummet and lost up in Aitken a couple of weeks ago. Here's the end of the period. Hesse up 5-0. No, I'm sorry. Brett Kapsner defeated Kenny Hesse. Beat him 3-0. That, I believe, was Brett's 150th win. Underway second period. Driving forward on the hips is Logan, but Hesse elevates and dumps him over and reverses him for two, and now Hesse's up 7-0 on Logan Lease. He'll try and turn Logan again now. Tries to get him to his back. He's got him to his back. Logan is pinned with a minute 34 to go in the second. And that makes it Pierce 40, Aitken 9.
Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family are proud to be a part of the Pierce Pioneer community. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets produce the finest grilling pellets available on the market today and are made out of all natural hardwood. Premium barbecue smoking pellets from Minnesota Hardwood Pellets include flavors like mesquite, cherry, oak, apple, hickory, alder, maple, pecan, whiskey barrel, and the world famous competition blend. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family support the Pierce Pioneers.
All right, Brett Kapsner checking in at the score table. Pierce 40, Aitken 9 as we move to 182 pounds. Black Duck continues to lead Deer River 33-18, also at 182. For the Gobblers, they send out Cedric Farnsworth. 18-17 record. Quick takedown here for Brett. Secures the first points. Pioneers have done a good job scoring early. And guess what? Headgear issues again. Kapsner's headgear comes off. Seconds into the match. Stand-up try by Farnsworth. Blocked by Brett. Brett pulls that right arm back. Uses that as leverage, cranks over Farnsworth, stacking him up over there. He's getting near fall points. Farnsworth on his right our shoulder. Now bellies out again, but still in deep on the waist is Brett Kapsner. He's got the three near fall coming. They haven't been given yet. Trying to pull the wing back as Farnsworth keeps that hand tucked under his belly. 105 to go in the first period. Brett Kapsner against Cedric Farnsworth of Aitken. Now he's got a wing in and cranking it over. This is going to get a really tough position for Farnsworth as Brett will now switch chest to chest. He'll sink down with 45 seconds left. Sneaks a peek at the clock. He's got time, 40 seconds. Farnsworth all corkscrewed down there in the mat. 33 seconds left. Brett Kapsner looking for a fall here, 27. Now Farnsworth able to scramble a little bit more to his side. Brett reaches up under the chin, switches over to that press, and they stop it now as that arm and shoulder got bent. Three near fall will go up. 5-0 now for Kapsner. You'll see that a lot from Brett. Well, let's just say he's put the hurt on a lot of guys with that leverage on the arm. Gets a lot of potentially dangerous stoppages. caution on the start. Brett, I think, jumped a little early. Now it's clean. 15 seconds left. Kapsner breaks him down. I don't think there's any action going on over there in the Black Duck match with Deer River. The two guys out there are just kind of pacing back and forth, so some discussion must be held. Period over for Brett Kapsner and Cedric Farnsworth. 5-0 lead here for Brett. We're in Walker today. We go even further north to Cass Lake next Saturday. The tournament begins Friday. We'll be there Saturday. And I believe they're going to wrestle the Friday rounds through the quarterfinals. At least that's what I've been told. So semifinals and finals will be Saturday in Cass Lake. Now Brett needs an assist with his headgear. Now Brett starts down, and a caution will come on Farnsworth on an early start. Hand left the elbow of Brett just ahead of the whistle. Piers 40, Aiken 9. They're wrestling again over there in the Deer River Black Duck match. Here's scramble, and it's a reverse for two. Kapsner gets two. He's up 7-0 now on Cedric Farnsworth. Cross face, minute 45, Farnsworth. Still has his legs underneath him. Now Brett gives up on the crossface. He's still got the wing in on the right arm of Cedric Farnsworth. Minute and a half to go in the second period. Brett looking for that arm. He's trying to bring that wing back and run it around. Just yanking on it. Still cranking on it. Any loud cheering you hear in the background is the Black Duck fans. He's running that half around now on Farnsworth, who's trying to keep his chest down to the mat, and he's able to. 58 seconds left. Brett had him turned to his back for about 20 seconds at the end of the first period. Foley and Litchfield are underway in their 6AA championship. Pulling the wing back again is Kapsner. 23 seconds. He's just horsing Farnsworth back onto the mat. Farnsworth legs outside the circle, and we get a potentially dangerous stoppage. 17.6 on the clock. Quarterfinals today in 8-3A. Little Falls defeated Sauk Rapids Rice 41-25 to move to the semis. Wilmer is the favorite, number one seed there in 8-3A. Brett working. Jumps the right hip side. He's going to run out of time here and go to the third period. There's the buzzer. 7-0 lead for Brett Kapsner with a period to go. They're wrestling at 195 over in the Deer River Black Duck Cass Lake Bena match. 33-24 in favor of Black Duck. And they have just sealed their trip to the finals of the fall. So it'll be Piers and Black Duck Cass Lake Bena for the Section 7A championship at 5 o'clock. All that's needed now is to finish this one off. The final matches. Underway in the third, Farnsworth grabs the back of Brett's head. Brett pushes him away. Minute 30 to go. 7-0 lead for Brett Kapsner. A 40-0 lead for the Pioneers. Here's an underhook in by Farnsworth. Brett sinks down to a knee. Farnsworth says, I can't get anything from that angle, so he pushes him away. Then Brett immediately darts in, gets that right ankle up. He's got Farnsworth up over his back. Now if Brett can just turn into him. Minute 5 to go. And they go out of bounds. We do know that Aiken is open at heavyweight, so there won't be a heavyweight match. 1 the tournament starts, if you are open at a weight, you are open all the way through the state tournament. You have to forfeit that weight, or one above or one below. That's by rule. That's why it's so important to have team depth. 38 seconds left. Capstan would like to get a team bonus point. It's not going to be a major factor here. Pierce has sewn up the win, but Farnsworth dances away, comes back, looks at the clock, sees himself down 7-0. 20 seconds left for Capstan and Farnsworth. And 10 seconds to go. Kapner takes one last shot, elevates, slips off, and comes back to his feet, and they'll just look at each other for the final 2 seconds, and there it is. 7-0 win for Brett. Pierce goes up 43-9.
You've been waiting, and it's finally here. Unlimited data with Verizon. Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics Radio Shack. Get the unlimited data you need with the reliability that you want. Right now, you can get 4 lines for just $45 per line when you enroll in AutoPay and paperless billing. Get unlimited data on the network you deserve with Verizon. Visit us today at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls.
$45 per month, $110 top access fee, $10 AutoPay enrollment discount, $20 line access for AutoPay and paperless billing. $22 per line per month. You may prioritize your data behind other Verizon customers during network congestion. See DCW.com for details.
Phelan Meats and Pierce says, good luck, pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street and Pierce to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meets a Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
We've got Matt Cummett for the Pioneers. Andrew Eklund now for Aiken. This is the 195-pound weight class. Takedown for Matt early. He's up 2-0. Now riding on Eklund. It'll be Pierce against Black Duck Cass Lake Bena for the Section 7 Championship. Black Duck has wrapped up their win over Deer River. Matt tried a little cheap tilt there, couldn't finish it. 5 to go. Matt still riding, securing hands. Now he tilts him, now he's got the cheap tilt. And that final over there in the other semi, Black Duck wins 51-24 over Deer River, and they do it with a pin at heavyweight between two ranked heavies. Black Duck's Chase Johnson with a second period fall over Jared Rabbit of Deer River. Johnson ranked 5th, Rabbit ranked 6th. 10 seconds to go. Cummett picked up 3 near fall on that cheap tilt, so he's up 5-0 nearing the end. We'll have one more match, I believe. A 220 for Carson Hulls or maybe Austin Dickman. Looks like Carson is readying himself. There's the end of the period, 5-0. So it'll be about 45 minutes. We should be right on schedule for a 5 o'clock start for the 7A championship between Pierce and Black Duck Cass Lake Bena. Here's the start. Matt starts underneath, reaches back, trying to get a Granby going here. Matt still searching for it, bridging up, reaching, getting his head out. He's almost close to a reverse here. Now Eklund able to get back behind, and now Matt switches. Matt coming, and Matt got the 2. It's not a Granby, just kind of leaned into him, and he's got him on his back now with near fall. Near fall points for Matt Cummett now. 1:23 to go. Eklund able to get back to his belly. 10-0. Piers defeated Black Duck Castlake Bina in Aiken 42-15 earlier, a couple of weeks ago. That'll be the Section 7A championship match in about 45 minutes. Comet working on the left wrist of Eklund. 50 seconds to go. Stall warning on Eklund underneath. Referee pounds the mat. Comet drives him forward. Eklund trying to free his hand underneath. 10-0 lead here for Comet. Couple of cheap tilts. Takedown. Reverse. Matt legs in tight. Good riding position here for Matt Comet with 28 seconds left in period two. Comet digging underneath. Looking for a possible Turk. Elevating the hips of Eklund up. 13 seconds and counting. Eklund trying to bridge up. Short time now, 5 seconds. And looks like we will have a third. There it is. End of two, 10-0 lead for senior Matt Comet. On their feet to begin the period. Comet locks him up, pushes him away, and Matt's headgear comes off. You know, in as many matches as I've seen the Pioneers this year, this is a first. All the headgear coming flying off. I'm not sure if it's new gear and there's an issue with a strap, but it's at least the fifth different wrestler that has had headgear problems. Now the referee steps in and he's assisting Matt getting it buckled up there. It's chin strap. Brandon Funk got things started with a major, 11-2. Sebastian Morzeka with a fall. Jake Andries an 11-6 win. Lucas Pop lost a 7-2 decision to Silas Berg. Brandon Ortman won by fall. Reese Kapsner won 7-5. Andrew Tomala won by fall. Luke Gertz won by fall. Jalen Jansen won by fall. There's a takedown for Comet at the edge of the mat and out of bounds with a minute 34 to go. Logan Lease got pinned by Kenny Hesse. But Kapsner just won 7-0. That brings us up to date at 43-9. Restart comes. 90 seconds left here in the 95-pound match between Comet and Eklund. The North Dakota State Tournament is going on right now. I'm going to follow along with that a little bit. Here's some of the old hometown names. Chopping at the elbow is Comet. He's been in control here over Andrew Eklund. Carson Hulls will have the last match here as Aiken will forfeit at heavyweight. 50 seconds left. Comet, he's got a good half in. He'll try and turn this over maybe. Stepping forward into the left hip. He's got that left wing or half in. Matt powering forward. Now spins around into a... comes back in behind. He circled all the way around him. And the headgear's off again. Evan Waitala, assistant coach, throws a new set of gear out to him. That might be my first question for Coach Jensen in the postgame. What's up with the headgear issues? Evans on crutches here. Got dinged up his knee rolling around on the mat with Brett Kapsner recently. 13 seconds left. Cut is going to ride this out to, it looks like, a 12-0 major decision victory here over Andrew Eklund of Aiken. There it is. There's your final 12-0. That's another four team points, and it's 47-9.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Ricky Smoody. We'd like to take this time to thank all of our sponsors, which allows this event to be broadcasted. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Pierce High School be the best. As the winter sports seasons are coming to a close, we wish the teams good luck the rest of the way and the playoffs as they continue their quest for a state title. Also, good luck to Casey Brashovsky at the state AAA contest, Sarah Thompson at BPA State, the FFA teams at state and band, and choirs at their sectionals. Congratulations to the robotics and dance teams on their seasons. Get involved in Pierce Athletics music and activities. Go Pioneer!
Hennigan Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in central Minnesota. They've been serving central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls and experience the same challenges that you do. So they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennigkenInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennigken Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
Well, I anticipated the heavyweight forfeit. I didn't see the 220-pound forfeit. They forfeited both weights at 220 and 285. This duel is over. Piers defeats Aiken 59-9 to advance to the Section 7A Championship, where they will face the Bears of Black Duck, Cass Lake, Bena at 5 o'clock this afternoon for a trip to the XL Energy Center in St. Paul. As we take a quick rundown here, Brandon Funk started it 11-2 major. Sebastian Warzeka, first period fall. Jake Andries won 11-6. Silas Berg defeated Lucas Pop 7-2. Brandon Ortman won by second period fall. Reese Kapsner won 7-5. Andrew Tomala, a second period fall. Luke Gertz, a first period fall. Jalen Jansen, second period fall. Logan Lease got pinned in the second period. Brett Kapsner won 7-0. Mac Kummet won 12-0, a major. And then Aiken forfeited to Carson Hulls and Austin Dickman. So the final officially 59-9. Black Duck Cass Lake Bena up next. They defeated Deer River 51-24. That one will come up in 45 minutes at 5 o'clock. The Section 7A Championship, all that's left to be decided.
Get ready for the 5th Annual Pierce Freedom Fest, July 15th at the Janola Ballfields. Get your tickets now. Featuring Neil McCoy, Blackhawk, Chris Hockey, and the fabulous Armadillos. General admission tickets are just $40 until July 1st and can be purchased online at piercefreedomfest.com or select Pierce and Little Falls retailers. Limited number of VIP tickets available. The 5th Annual Pierce Freedom Fest, July 15th. Sponsored by Brandle Motors, Coors Light, Hilmerson Sports Center, Hilmerson RV, 98 One Minnesota's new country, Smoothie Sunflower Oil, and your country, Q92 WYRQ.
When you're hungry and you're in Piers, be sure to stop at the Brickyard. They're now featuring a scrumptious breakfast and brunch buffet every Sunday. The breakfast buffet is served from 8:30 to 10:30 a.m. and the brunch buffet goes from 10:30 to 1:30. The Brickyard has a full menu with daily lunch specials. On Mondays, build your own burger basket for $5.55. Tuesday is the taco special. Wednesdays, it's pizza. Thursdays, it's wings and spaghetti. And Friday, it's all-you-can-eat roasted chicken or baby back pork ribs, or both. Satisfy your hunger at the Brickyard on Main Street in Piers.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-468-2742. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-468-2742. Wishing the Pierce Pioneers the best of luck.
All right, we'll be back at 5 o'clock. As Piers will wrestle Black Duck Cass Lake Bena with a Section 7A championship. Both matches are done. They're moving one of the mats off the gym floor. They'll bring one mat to the middle, and we'll get going right before 5. Check back about 5 to 5, and then first round action at 5 p.m. here from Walker Hackensack Akeley High School. The Pioneers are headed to the section finals again, defeating the Gobblers of Aiken 59-9. Black Duck Cass Lake Bena eliminates Deer River 51-24 in their semifinal. See you at 5, everybody.